Hey everyone, this is Samara Luna with the Tree of Life Hour. Unfortunately, tonight we will not be having a live show, and next week is Pagan Unity Festival, and I will be there, so we will not be having a live show next week. We will be returning May 24th with a lot of good new material from Pagan Unity Festival. Tonight's show will be a repeat, but it's one that we have not played in a long time. It is from the first Pagan Unity Festival we went to, and we were in the VIP cabin with all the VIPs, and we have some nice interviews and stories from Alonzo, Dorothy Morrison, as well as a bunch of other people. So please enjoy this. I have tried to clean up the audio because it was done live with a spotty connection. So I hope everyone can understand it and listen to it, and I hope everyone has a blessed evening, and we will talk to you then.
I'm Luna, and we are at Pagan Unity Festival broadcasting live, and this is Raven Fire Doll. How are y'all this evening?
And this is Serenity Moon Raven, just showing it off.
And we have been invited into the VIP cabin, and we have some VIPs sitting around the table with us, and we are going to discuss community bonding at festivals tonight and see if we can get some personal experiences. So let's start with Dorothy Morrison. Can you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Dorothy Morrison. I'm an author. I also work at Wicked Witch Studios. And I've been to this festival for, I guess, the last 10 years.
That sounds like a long time to come to the one festival.
It's a great festival.
So, and Byron?
And I'm Byron Ballard. I'm Asheville, North Carolina, Village Witch. I'm a writer and ritualist. And this is my third pop.
Well, I'm Logan Lonzo, and I'm from Northern California, Sonoma County, California. This is my second time here, and I'm founder of the Church of All Worlds, publisher of Green Egg Magazine, headmaster of the Grey School of Wizardry, and author of a few books.
Long list.
Hi, I'm Alex Lesto. I'm the author of the Firefly Witch Stories. This is my first time at PUFS in 10 years.
I am Nancy Clark, co-founder of Spirit of the Earth Church, and this is my ninth year at PUFS.
And I'm Jackie Smith. I'm the founder of Coventry Creations, where we make magic happen. And I, with lots of magical candles, we always have a candle for that. Shameless plug, thank you very much. And I'm the author of the book Coventry Magic. And this is my first year at PUFS, and it comes with a really, really big expectation from Dorothy and from Chloe.
Speaking of which,
I am M.R. Sellers. I'm the author of the Rowan Gant Investigation Series and the Constance Mandalay novel. This is my 13th.
Talk about how at festivals, you know, it just kind of, a lot of festivals tend to become like a big family. You kind of start to bond with people and see the same people over and over again and get to know them or even the new people. So we were talking about how many times you all have been to Pagan Unity Festival. When did you start going to festivals? How long have you all actually been attending various festivals?
I probably haven't as long as some of the other people in this room, but I think I attended my first festival like in 1986.
Yeah, for me it was the late 80s.
Well, it's interesting. It's a continuity for me from science fiction festivals to pagan festivals. It sort of goes on back. But we started having our own festivals that we invited people from around the country to the Church of All Worlds in around 1970 or so. And that was kind of neat for major events and stuff. And then when other people started having festivals, you know, pretty much started going for them right at the very beginning. I think this year will be something like the 30th Starwood. You know,
oh, wow.
You know,
wow. You know, one day I'll get to go to that.
I guess I started back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Early 80s, I started attending Sci-Fi Con over on here, and then that transitioned into attending a nice little event in St. Louis called the Peggy Picnic. I used to go to the Peggy Picnic, and I fall off into some stupid rope up. And I start going to every festival everywhere.
I guess it was like 90, 91. I went to Starwood for the first time. I jumped right into the deep end and went to Starwood for my first festival. And we spent intermittent in Markham.
All right.
Markham.
So let's get into some of the personal experiences. What are some of the most memorable experiences that come to mind that you've had experienced at a festival?
Can I tell the story?
Of course.
You're sure there.
That's fine.
That was this festival where Marissa and I attended.
It was the festival.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was already an interesting event because I flew in and Marissa picked me up at the airport on her way to the festival. So I flew in kind of halfway there. And I had a nerve in my shoulder, so I was already on Vicodin and crap like that. The flight attendant decided I was awfully nice living or something. I don't know.
So I guess I'll find you drunk. And he's drunk. Taking drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. You're one of those pancakes. You see where it's going to support better, you know.
her go.
That's exactly what he was saying.
So did you find that that experience brought you all even closer together?
Well, you know what brought us closer together when you had to flee together on the road. And you held each other's hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 104 champion, you still have to do your appearance. That's what bombs you.
Show the score.
So does anybody else have any memorable experiences that might be I guess a little bit more positive. Yeah, a little more positive.
Oh, I was going to say something about the gathering of floods, but I don't know. No positive. But even there's a bombing experience. It's an incredible bombing experience.
Go ahead.
I don't think that's a business anymore. I think we're okay.
Yes. Although, actually, that's not true. The folks are doing another one this year and getting ready to it. So I'm not even that. But not the same place. Anyway, Morning Glory and I were both invited back to this kind of the organizational meeting for the Universe of Federation Pagans, which is trying to get a pan-pagan organization together. Because they had high hopes for the Covenant of the Goddess that when the witches took over and decided it was going to be for witches only, now we really need something for all the pagans, not just for the witches, but for the outlaws. And so that's how that went. So I still wanted to do something. So we put together this thing, the Universal Federation. We had about 100 signatories. We'd gotten all incorporated. It was all really going to be off and running. We're having the organization meeting. So all these people are there from all these different groups. And it was done at a wolf farm. A person had raised wolves. And the whole campground was in this little low floodplain for this little creek that ran through it.
Now,
very picturesque, little creek running through it. And the first evening, it started raining. It really rained a lot. And people gathered under a great big huge tarp that was slowly filling with water because it didn't have a ridgepole, you know, and that became a problem. And it became more and more of a problem as the rains just kept coming and coming and coming. And we were running and I were supposed to do a hand fasting for a couple there. And they had their family and everything else and their friends were there. And at one point, one of the guys said, "Look, I've got kids here, and I want to get out of here. This doesn't look good to me, and we've got a nice warm house in Atlanta, so let's all just pack up and drive back to our place, and we'll put you up, and we'll have the hand fasting, and we'll come back in the morning." So we did that, and we got back, and it was a harrowing thing getting out of that valley because it was all slick red clay, slippery roads with ruts, like, you know how the roads are down in the hills. And really, really ugly. But we got back and we formed through this adversity some really tight bonds with this other family. We turned out to be a polyfamily too. So the bonds became very good. They had a brand new newborn baby and a daughter who's about 4 years old who had become lifelong friends. We became the grandparents, or not godparents of their kids. Their daughter's coming out to visit us for a month next month, again, and she's in her 20s and stuff. It's been a wonderful, deep bonding connections and stuff like that. We went back the next morning and discovered that the entire campsite had been washed away.
Oh, no.
A big flood of water, like waist high, come rolling down the valley, and it just swept away all the campgrounds, the tents, the booths, the merchandise, the people's cars, everything.
Oh, no.
Swept away. The wolf pens were all down, the wolves were all wandering around, and people were probing through the mud trying to find the remains of their clothes, their merchandise,
their car.
And it's horrific, just horrific. And people took folks in and out, and the organizers missed the whole thing because they were staying in a hotel. Somewhere else during vacation, missed the whole thing altogether. But the out of this, people rescued people. There were people who hid their tents. They were rolling down the river. The people dove into the water and pulled them out of their tents, ripped them up and saved their lives. It was heroic. It was an amazing event. Just an amazing event. And out of that though, came a whole bunch of really deep bonds and connections. Unfortunately, no loss of life, although lots of other losses. And lifelong bonds, friendships, families, and it's one of those, we call it, you know, through adversity.
Hello?
Dave's not here.
Well, that's a really good even though it was a negative event, the positive bonds that came out of it, you're going
to
say something.
It's a straight up positive story from front to end for you. I know. And a couple of you, I've been going to Star Wars for a couple of years with my boyfriend at the time. And although, are you boyfriend when you're like in your 30s? I don't know. Anyway, we had decided after we left Starwood, when we got home, we were going to drive to Toledo and get married. We had been together for a while. Our daughter was 3 years old, because they don't never do things in the right order. And we were telling some people that, yeah, we're going to go, and we're going to go down to the courthouse and get married on Monday. So we became the excuse to have a big old family. Mm-hmm. And so there was just this big gathering of people, okay, 10. And they decided they were going to put on a hand fasting, and so I'm walking around the different vending booths trying to figure out, I need a dress, right? So what does the girl wear at a clothing optional place, Big Pagan Festival?
Nothing.
Found a giant bright yellow sundress. So that was my hand fasting dress, and my husband bought it at the store, so he had to wear that, and we had a little parade from our campground area into the woods. And the parade was led by an amazing gentleman. We ended up camping in the ferry camp, so this we knew we just camped. We like people. Here we are. And he led the parade, and he was wearing some combat boots, a lovely pink suit, a white sailor's hat, some goggles, and a pink and white striped umbrella with flying penises painted on it. And this was our parade. So we were led through the woods, skipping, and in our crazy attire, our crazy pagan attire. Because I'm not going into the woods naked. Sorry, there's too many girls there. So we jumped the fire. We were hand fasted. And then the gathering grew, because now it's time for the party. And bottle after bottle after bottle of paint showed up, and it went away into the night. So a couple days later, we're at the courthouse, in Lucas County Courthouse, where you can get married and still have time left on your second meeting. And we got married by the Reverend under the stairs. Now, Lucas County Courthouse has a stairway. The main stairway is as wide as three stairways. And you go into the little room and you get your documents and you come down this giant stairway. And there's this woman sitting at the end of the stairway in a folding chair knitting. And she's like, she sees us coming down the stairs and she's, oh, are you here to get married? The Reverend so and so is up. Which I thought was hilarious that we were on an up system. And, to get our reverend. And so he and a friend of ours had joined us, it's just an hour drive from our house, had joined us. She had come from work. So here I am, somewhere. My husband looks like the black kids. We have the big old fears going on. I have henna all over my neck and arms because I'm just going crazy. And then this very conservative looking blonde with us. And so the reverend starts coming up the stairs, looks at the blonde, who's one of my husband's best friends, and says, you must be the bride. She goes, no, I'm the best man. He goes, not with those, you're not. So he's pointing at her boots. And so this is the weirdest juxtaposition in my life. 2 days ago, I'm being led by flying penises. Now I'm being married by the reverend under the stairs, who is talking to me and lecturing me on the role of peace. And all I could do is stand there and shake from laughter. So that was my great. Everybody decided to going to have a big hand fasting, and that was the excuse for hurry.
That was neat how they all came together and decided they were going to do that for
you. Oh, I
got a crown. That was great. So, anybody else have any memorable events?
I guess it's not really about
my memorable events all tend to be solo, so I don't know if it really fits with the theme or not.
This is a family
group. I don't think I can say anything after that, can I?
Well, I think that the most positive, spectacular thing of my entire life occurred at the Haven Festival. And that was 40 years ago, this Mabon, at the third annual Gnostic Aquarian Festival in Minneapolis, where I met the incomparable Morning Glory.
Aww.
That was quite an event. It was just one of the most amazing things. I was there, I was invited to come and be the keynote speaker on the Gaia stuff that I was just doing. And there was all these significant luminaries. It was a Llewellyn sponsored thing. So they had all these authors, all these Llewellyn authors, which is very cool. And Isaac Bonowitz was editing their newspaper, Gnostic News. So he had given them some ideas of people in life who were not their normal authors, myself included. And Morning Glory had been the only little hippie witch in Eugene, Oregon, and she had hitchhiked across the country to attend this event through snow and adventures and many other things to show up. And so I was in there, and we had kind of a little table in the corner of the lobby, and all these people were these very straight people, you know? And then there was us, all these bunch of hippies, shaggy. And we're kind of getting it together, and the doors open, and in walks this astonishing vision of loveliness. 1890s California gold rush kind of outfit, you know, in laces and paisleys and lavenders and creams. And preceded, well, it was sort of the entrance like Jessica Rabbit makes in the movie Roger Rabbit. The entrance that she made. And it took us a while to actually get together because we were both running around doing different things. I was giving talks and stuff like that, and I was doing interviews and stuff. So the people kept telling each of us when we would come back to the table, when we went there, oh, you've got to meet this other person because there's got so many things in common. And this kept going up. And finally, after lunch, I came back, and she was there, and we were just getting ready to go. And I said, well, I mean, I'd love to talk to you, but I've got to go to this workshop. She said, well, I've got a workshop too. Where are you going? So we went all downstairs. So we went down and she follows me around and she comes down and we're talking. She gets a seat right in the front row and I go up and stand at the podium. She's on my mind. And so I give this talk about Gaia. And she's just sitting there transfixed. And all these people are just, I mean, all amazing bunch of folks. And afterwards she jumps up and comes up to me and says, we really have to talk. And Richard said, yes, we really do. I took her hand and walked right out of the room and all these other people, but. And we went upstairs to find a quiet place we could talk. We found some place behind the pile of palms. We sat down and we turned to look at each other to talk. And all these things to say, we looked into each other's eyes, everything else just disappeared. We just sort of fell into each other. Our whole lives just sort of merged telepathically, like that scene in The Dark Crystal. And we became the darlings of the whole con. And at the dinner, they had the speakers table set up for all the speakers, which were lots of them. And all the speakers to see that there was no way I was going to be separated from one of those. So they had to make an extra chair to bring her up. And we were sitting right across from Isaac Bonowitz. He's sitting there and he looks at us. And by this time, we've been the darlings of the whole thing. And he says, I got two questions for you. When are you going to get hand-fested, and can I perform it?
Aww.
And we just met, you know. And we said, in 6 months, we'll be having a spring witch meet up here for spring equinox. So we'll get hand-fested then, and yes, you can. And 6 months later, at the spring witch meet, April 14th, 1974, we were hand-fested in this huge, spectacular pagan ceremony, which we created, and which has subsequently became the model for most of the pagan head festival ceremonies.
And I'm in the program.
And you're in the first, so you know. That was I think my best festival.
That is an awesome story. And for those of you listening, yes, we are live if you heard the car alarm going off. So, okay, so a festival is how you got to meet Morning Glory. So is anybody else in here, can you say that you met either a significant other or a best friend or just a really good friend at a festival that, you know, they've just become a lifelong friend to you?
Well, Jesse and I met at the festival. Oh, we did, didn't we? I'm like taking outdoor festival in my head. Oh, that's not good. We met in conversation, and I said, Jane, introduce me to Dorothy. Not matter? No. Huh. And I just sat and Dorothy ate, and we just chatted, and because I knew I needed to meet Dorothy Wilson. And Phyllis and I met at the festival.
Yes, we did. There's a story there,
but
I'm pretty dumb. At a Real Witch's Ball in 2000.
Was it 99 or 2000?
It was 2000. It had to be 2000 because Harmna and my first novel had just come out. And at that point, that long story short, that I had to beg, borrow, and steal my way into Tussles at that point in time as an author because nobody knew who the hell I was. And I got myself up to Real Witch's Ball. And
Well, the organizer said, you know, there's this new guy here, and, you know, what's on your schedule right now? And I said, well, nothing makes it good. They go over to his plant so that he doesn't feel like he's ready to get his stepchild. So, I popped down in the front row, and it was a decent talk, but it made him nervous.
I'm going to turn around and stop working horses in front row.
come the different circles and colors and groves and whatever's there are, you know, hearts, all the different things we have, guests. But it transcends all that because we come together, we exchange our stuff, we get to know each other, and then we go back into our smaller communities. But we're all emissaries. At the time that we're here, we're emissaries from our own circles. And then when we return from here to go back, we're emissaries from the festival back to our people. And this is how the whole thing grows. I mean, I went to the first St. Louis Pagan Picnic a couple of years ago, and I had not been back to St. Louis in 33 years. And when I left, it was just a small handful of us. I go back there, and here's this gathering of like 5,000 people. It was amazing to see all this, and everybody was just having a good time, and no conflicts, no problems, music and colors and dancing and joy. It just felt so wonderful. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here for that because, like so many of us, I was a changeling child. You know, grew up thinking I was some alien, you know, living among these people. I used to go out in the backyard with a flashlight to signal the flying saucers to come take me back. To a place where I'm at home, where I belong, where I'm with my people. It's just, it's a precious treasure to me because I've sought all my life for that.
Festivals are a great time to try on community too. Because a lot of times we forget what communities we go to at home, in our home bases. And then we start all the infighting and the he said, she said, and my magic is bigger than your magic. And you're doing it wrong. And you know what she said. That whole thing becomes the poison for that local community. So sometimes when you come back to a festival, you get a chance to try it back on, to remember what it really is. And, you know, you're not necessarily your mundane self. You get to try on a different part of you and see if you can take that back home with you and be that person 24/7.
Right. Well, we need to take a quick break real quick. Unfortunately, we're not running the board, so I hope the person that is ready for us. I believe we are going to listen to a commercial, and then I believe the song that's with today is going to be on, so I guess we will go to commercial now.
There's still time to register for Chrysalis Moon. The Midwest Premier Cabin Camping Festival runs from July 10th through the 14th at Tippecanoe River State Park near Winnemac, Indiana. The cost is only $80 per person until May 17th, $85 until registration closes on June 28th. The Chrysalis Moon 2013 guest of honor is Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary, and our musical guest is Murphy's Midnight Rounders. For more information, go to chrysalismoon.com.
Oh,
We're back.
And that was Island June by Tuatha. And real quick, for those of you who are listening and are going, oh my gosh, these people are having such an incredible time, you can come down to Pagan Unity Festival. It goes on through Sunday at Montgomery Bell State Park here in Burns, Tennessee. They have Oberon Zell, Dorothy Morrison, M.R. Sellers, Jackie Smith, Byron Ballard, Tuatha Dea, Water Sprite, Welcome Stranger, Michael Jacobs, Leela, Nancy Clark, Leela, Lisa Marie Peterson, and the Rhythm Section. And there's a lot of great workshops, a lot of great rituals coming up. And you seriously, if you can come down here, join us, because it's not too late. So,
she forgot
Alex Bledsoe. I'm sorry.
She was reading the list, and apparently he didn't make the front cover.
So yeah, but there is plenty of time to come down and join us. If you hear us, if you like what you hear, we're about I'd say an hour southwest of Nashville, Tennessee, right now. So what's the next thing we wish to discuss?
Well, Jackie and Nancy were hitting actually the next kind of points that we wanted to bring up was the how the community here at festivals affects when you go back to your normal everyday life. And I didn't know if you all had anything that you wanted to share with us about maybe, you know, going from a festival back to your everyday life and that something had changed. You know, something was different for the positive. So I didn't know if y'all had any stories that you could share about that. Or, of course, we know Oberon got married. got hand-fasted.
I got hand-fasted.
Yeah, he got
hand-fasted. Over the years, I've seen lots of hand-fasters at festivals, and they've performed a number, actually. So I think that's a fairly common thing, and that's great. They're a better place, you know, and there's all your friends and people. There's all that kind of family stuff going on. It's real, and then when there's the death in the family, we mourn and grieve together. Losing Isaac a few years ago, it was just devastating. Everybody, just the way I was at, you know, it brings us to a reality of the pagan experience of what it really means to have that deep sense of tribe in family and community. It really does. That's just so important.
And I know from our own perspective with trying to get the community center off the ground and we've been going to festivals together, that we get a lot of ideas and a lot of motivation from going to the festivals and seeing what's going on within the festival community and what we can take back to our own community. What is being offered at festivals and how can we take that and offer that to our own community?
Well, it's awesome because you're owning your own experience. Whenever you come to a festival or any con or anything that you go to, you have to own your own experience. You need to take from it what you choose. And if you're going to party the whole time and hang out with your friends and be drunk the entire weekend, that's the experience that you own. And so you don't have as much to bring back, but you can go and connect with people and see what they're about, what's your path about. I mean, I can't wait to have a conversation with Nancy because our paths are actually very similar in many ways of what we've experienced. And you own it. You get to have it. You could be an author coming in and just sit in your own little world and say, I'm the queen of the mountain, and you all can come to me, or you can go out and own the experience and say, what's going on here? And what are you doing that's different? So that to me is creating an amazing festival time. Take from it what you want. I go to for many years I go to a tarot convention, and there is a very specific this class. Everyone goes to the same classes, and because it's very regimented and everybody's there to learn techniques and take it back, what comes from it is that, you know, next year I hear about all these different people that started tarot meetups
and these kind of classes, and now they have 30 people that they never knew New Tarot. And so that's some of the stuff that you could take from it and go home with and be inspired for a landlord.
It's a great place to buy presents to take home. We can patronize our incredible artists and vendors. I think amazingly wonderful arts and crafts that you see here.
Okay, you're my favorite right now for the rest of the night.
I've got to bring home presents for any time I go.
And I know from personal experience, I do tend to end up with a lot more friends. Facebook. But, I've been going to festivals for a while now, and I always tend to at least have two or three more people that I can consider a friend. And even if I just consider them acquaintance, usually they're a good acquaintance. And we have, from the community center point of view, we have received so much support from people that we didn't know before a festival, but we've got to sit down and talk to, and they were interested in what we were doing, and they're like, you know what, just let us know if there's anything we can do. And actually, I would say, Byron has been a great inspiration and supportive of us. Oberon has been very supportive of us. I don't think I really had a chance to talk to Merv or Dorothy about a lot, because it's just been the last year that we started getting the community center off the table and into reality.
Well, it's like we had the idea, and then finally at TUF last year, we're like, okay, we are going to do this crazy thing, and we're either going to do it right, or we're going to go nuts in the process. But like us getting the radio show came out of Circle Quest. When we talked to Ed Hubbard about different things and the ideas of the center and stuff, and that's how we got the radio show that we did. You really get a lot out of festivals. I know I made some really incredible friends last year from White Oak Kindred. And they're down here in Nashville, and I made some really good friends from that group. And it's like, I didn't know them before that weekend, but now it's like, I talk to them all the time on the internet, go out of town, go to rock concerts, meet up with people, and you really kind of feel that sense of community and sense of tribe at these festivals. And for people who don't go to festivals, I really recommend you go.
And don't think that, I mean, I'm sure there are some VIPs out there that are just, VIPs, and you don't get the chance to talk to them that much. But I would say that at least here at Pagan Unity Festival, everybody that's been talking tonight, out of the last 3 years, every VIP I've ever met at Pagan Unity Festival has been approachable, has been down to earth, has sat down and talked to, whoever that approaches them.
We need you.
Exactly. My favorite experience at festivals, that I've always done, always, especially outdoor festivals where people have little campsites and they have little campfires, is I love to just go around in the evening from campfire to campfire. And every time I come into the light of a campfire, welcomed in, given a seat, offered something to drink or smoke or whatever, and great conversation, and tell stories and jokes, and maybe sing some songs, and go on to the next one. And that's what I do every evening, all these things that I do.
I know one of the longest and best conversations I had was actually at Circle Fest last year with you, Oberon, and Ed Hubbard, and Al, and all of us. We just gotten breakfast, sat down, and I think we talked for 2 hours, actually, about the pagan community and what we would like to see, and that is probably one of my more memorable experiences, to be able to sit down and talk with, the elders in our community and, get their point of view of what's going on and then listen to my point of view of what I see. So I thought that was a really positive experience that I got to have. So, but yeah, and I just think people need to know that they can take advantage of being able to actually sit down and talk to the VIPs at festivals. Don't be scared, because you're going to learn something.
We're not going to bother.
Right.
Just one caveat there. Do not speak to Dorothy until I get the third cup of
coffee. There's no denial for Dorothy's part, too. It's a little time.
She just smiled.
And something else, you know, that I really like about festivals is that when you go to festivals, you get to see different paths, different perspectives on things that you wouldn't normally necessarily see in your own hometown. Because there's a couple of workshops coming up. I know one being taught by Byron about Appalachian healing magic that I'm looking forward to, because this is stuff that I don't see every day, stuff that I don't run into. And, you know, she's from Asheville, North Carolina. We're from Louisville, Kentucky. And you get to learn from different people's experiences, and you can kind of take this stuff away. And then, like, when you go home or maybe somebody's having something, you can say, hey, you know, I was at a workshop at a festival, and they were talking about this, and why don't you try to do X, Y, Z, or, you know, or something like that. And you really get these great experiences from festivals. I mean, you really grow.
So, well, we're getting close. We got about 12 minutes left, and with us having such a big panel tonight, I want to give everyone a chance to talk about where they're going to be next and how to contact them or, you know,
promote their stuff.
Yeah, famously promote their stuff, their website. So,
festivals or events they have coming up.
So, Dorothy, let's start with you, and we'll go back around the table.
The first thing I'm going to be doing is moving. When I get home, I'll be home for 24 hours. I'll put a package at my door. So that's first off. And then in June, I will be at the International Village Trade Show. People can contact me at WickedWitchStudios.com or WickedWitchStudios.com.
I'm going to be at the International Village Trade Show in June with Dorothy. It's a great wholesale show because we have a store. Get there at least once, really connect with that community of other store owners. I find that if more store owners connect with each other, share our resources, share our tools of the trade, share our ability to become prosperous, we will not fall under the radar. You can find me through CoventryCreations.com and all of my products through CoventryCreations.com. And my main email is CoventryCreations.com. That's CoventryCreations.com. I also do a radio show on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on Squad Talk Radio called Keep It Magic. I do that with Storm Sosabani. And, go ahead and like us.
Well, we had a very late cold spring, so the first thing I'm going to do is finish planting the crops for this year so that I can eat in the winter with more family. But my big exciting adventure is that I'm going to do 2 weeks of field research in Scotland and Northern Ireland for my next book, and that happens in July. And then I'll be one of 4 American presenters at the Glastonbury Goddess Conference.
Oh,
so I'm very excited about that. I've got a couple of hand sessions coming up. You can find me at myvillagewitch.com. You can find me on Facebook as Byron Ballard or as the Village Witch.
Well, I'll be at Starwood this year again. I don't know, 30-some years it's been at Starwood. And I think I'm sort of a permanent fixture there. So I'm kind of counting it. Having finished the life story thing and having that off, I've got 2 books I'm diving into working on right now. The Grimoire for the Journeyman Wizard and a book called Gaia Genesis, Conception and Birth of the Living Earth. It is more than 40 years overdue. I really got to get this book finally out there. And so I'm going to be working on that a lot. I'll be doing other traveling, but I don't have my full schedule right here. I get around, but you can look me up. All of my links are on over on zell.ning.com, I guess, or no, just .ning, over on zell.ning. And it's got links to Mythic Images, which is my business store stuff. It's got links to the Gray School of Wizardry, Church of All Worlds, Green Egg, all these things that I'm involved in are all there. So go to overonzell.ning and check out what's going on. And, of course, I'm on Facebook, too, so I'm always happy to see anybody show up on Facebook, engage.
Now, I have a question real quick. Does the children's book ever come out?
It's not out yet, unfortunately. We have not been able to find a publisher, so they're trying to we've got a website, songofgaia.com. I recommend that highly, songofgaia.com, G-A-E-A, and we're trying to raise money with a Kickstarter campaign to pay the artists so we can at least get the art finished. And then we'll probably end up having a self-publisher because selling a children's book to a publisher is just not an easy thing to do. You know? The fiction publishers, the non-fiction publishers, none of them will do that kind of stuff. And all the full-color stuff. So, but it's a really good book, Song of Gaia, songofgaia.com. Check it out.
Next weekend, I'll be at WISCON, which is a feminist science fiction and fantasy convention in Madison, Wisconsin. And in June, my next book, Wisp of a Thing, comes out, and I'll be doing a book signing, reading, some appearances with music, tour through the Southwest, and then I'll be doing another leg through the Southeast. So you can find all the information about that at alexbledsoe.com.
All right, well, I will be at Pagan Spirit Gathering in June from the 16th until the 23rd of June. You'll find me at registration because talking about community, that is my event that I help run the information center and registration. I do the potluck for how many other hundreds of people that show up, and I also do the magical gift exchange. So you'll find me there. I will probably be at Spirits Rising this year. Again, it's a lovely event in New York. You can have the opportunity to attend. And between time, I'll be gardening and tending to my many, many chickens.
And what is the festival that you put on?
Thank you. In its third year, it's taken on a life of its own. It is the Western Kentucky Hoodoo Root Worker Heritage Festival. And Byron Ballard will be one of our main presenters this year, along with several others. Registration is open. Sign up now. We may have, as soon as tomorrow, confirmation on another big-name presenter, and if so, it'll be all over Facebook. You can find us at spiritoftheearth.com, on Facebook at Spirit of the Earth Church, or you can find me at Priestess Park.
Well, tomorrow morning and Saturday, you'll be able to find me out here on Thunder Road. It has talked me into trying something new this year. I'm going to be signing books with one hand and grilling brats for people to buy with the other hand.
So if you're a big fan of Merv Sellers or M.R. Sellers, come on out and get a brat and a book signed, both created by him.
There you go. They were calling it books, brats, and bullshit. I'll probably be telling stories somewhere along the line. Other than that, when I get home, I will be sequestering myself away in my office to tap out another book. Hopefully, if I can paste the words in the right order on the page and not need to white out on my screen. And I have another book in the Constance Mandalay series coming out later this year. Details on my website coming up at mrsellers.com.
Right. And we are going to touch base on local happenings and any events that we know of that are going on other places. In the Louisville area, that we will be having the Louisville Pagan Pride Picnic June 1st, and I believe that is 11 to 6 at, great, now I can't remember what park it is.
Cherokee Park
by the Hogan's Fountain, you know, the big fountain that looks like Pan.
Which is that?
In the Witch's Hat. So come on out. It is a bring a potluck dish, and we will be providing hamburgers and hot dogs for donations. And let's see. Oh, and Louisville Pagan Friday is also taking applications for workshops and vendors. So please go to LouisvillePaganPride.org and feel free to sign up for that.
Also coming up, I know earlier we played an ad for Chrysalis Moon Festival.
which is another very intimate festival, awesome place to go if you're, it's in July, awesome festival if you're in the mood to go. Also, in French Lick, Indiana, at Our Haven Nature Sanctuary, Circle Quest 2013 is July 26th through the 28th. And I think their theme is independence, spiritual independence this year is their theme. And Our Haven is a beautiful, beautiful campsite, and it's a really excellent festival to attend.
So does anybody have anything that we forgot or know of any other festivals?
Hoodoo Fest. September 18th to the 22nd, 2013.
All right, and do we know what next week's show is about? Because I don't have any of this stuff with me.
I actually don't have it with me either.
I remember what we were doing now. We are actually going to be doing a recap of PUFF, Pagan Unity Festival, and we are also going to touch on festival etiquette. So we will also be talking about...
Number 1,
all right, we've already started next week's show. So, let's see, and I guess that is it for tonight. So we are going to say goodnight to everyone and stay tuned for
Pagan Nation
after this. And not sure what song's going to be played, so... But I guess we will say goodnight. This is Samara Luna, so everyone have a good evening, good night, good day, wherever you are.
This is Raven Fire Doll, and y'all be safe out there.
This is Serenity Moon Raven. Have fun, have a blast, and stay blessed.
So everyone, have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.